Welcome to Look Who's Talking, and I'm very glad to say that I have another member of the Level 2 Project group, and this time it's Nadia. And I have absolutely no idea what her project was about, so perhaps that's a good place to start. Tell us about your project and what inspired you to actually choose that as a topic.
My project was about the key origins of and influences in the development of the English language. And a few years ago, I think somebody bought my grandfather this book for Christmas called The Etymologicon by Mark Forsyth, and I thought it had a pretty cover, basically, so I picked it up and I read the first few pages and I loved it. I found it really interesting, the origins of all these words, and there are a lot of kind of funny anecdotes about certain words in there, and I just thought it was really interesting and I might want to look more into it. So,
well, thinking about looking more into it, so what were the processes that you went through? That was obviously the starting point. What other sources did you use and who did you speak to, perhaps, maybe?
There were a lot of articles on the internet about the development of the English language. I didn't actually talk to that many people about it, but because I couldn't really find anyone who knew about etymology. But I managed to get some books on it, and they were helpful. So
you might be able to help me out a little bit then. I've got an idea that etymology is the meaning of words in its simplest form, but could you put a bit more flesh on that and tell me a little bit more about it?
It's the origin and history of words. Like, if you pick one word in the English language, like probably, and then you trace it back to its origins, and maybe it started off as a different word in a different language meaning something else, and how its meaning changed and how it got to our language.
And what are some of the origins of the English language? Because we're quite a diverse people from lots of backgrounds, so is our language similarly diverse?
Yes, it is. The basis of our language comes from a very old version of German, but since Britain has been invaded a lot of times over the years, and we've got bits of Latin, bits of French, bits of Greek, it is a multicultural language in a way, so...
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it, multicultural, I like that. Thinking about the process of conducting research then and studying for the Level 2 project, in what ways would you say it's similar to a GCSE that you're doing, or in what ways is it different?
It's different to a GCSE because there's not somebody kind of telling you, you need to learn this for your exam. You have to sort of go, okay, so I want to find out about this. I'm going to have to do that myself. How am I going to do that? So you don't have as much guidance, really. You have to do more of it yourself, which was quite fun, actually.
Were there any... is there a downside to that degree of independence that you've got? Are there any difficulties that you could make people aware of?
If I needed any help, I didn't really know where to find it because there was nobody kind of guiding me through it, and obviously you can just go to a teacher if you're struggling with GCSE, but I didn't really know who to go to for my project. So,
such is the case when you're choosing topics that interest you, I suppose, but you clearly had enough passion to get through it, so well done on that. The project itself, the research process, clearly is slightly different in the way that you've described. What advantages do you think it might bring for you, though? Is there anything that you've gained as a result of conducting a project?
A lot more patience, certainly, after looking through all those sources and trying to find out which ones were relevant and which ones weren't. You've kind of gained the ability to just keep pushing on slowly to find what you need, so that should be helpful in the future.
And is there anything you can identify as a particular high point, something that stood out during the course of the research that you thought, wow? Or a low point, in fact. Is there anything at any time that you thought, oh, I can't go on?
Let me think. I think when I first typed in etymology to Google, and it came up with something like 24 million results. And I just looked at the number and thought, oh gosh, how am I going to do this?
I can see why that would be intimidating. Thinking about being intimidated, is there any advice that you would give to a Year 10 student just about to start an EPQ project or thinking about doing it?
Choose something that you do really enjoy, because I think if it had been a topic that I wasn't actually that interested in, I probably wouldn't have finished it. But it was just the fact that I was interested, I wanted to find out more about these things that kept me going, really.
And having, just to round off, having completed the level 2 project, is there any way that you would consider the level 3 project if you were in the 6th form? Or having done it once, is that's quite enough, thank you.
Strangely enough, I think I would consider doing it, even after all the stress that it's caused, because there has been a bit. But the sense of achievement that I've got from it and just learning more about a topic that I love has been a lot of fun, and I'd like to do it again. So
that's a wonderful point on which to close. Thanks so much for giving up your time, Nadia. I really appreciate it. Thank you.